Thank you. You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Recently released music from New York City-based saxophonist Christopher McBride and his group The Whole Proof from their album The Hang, The Hustle, The Path. That was the track Punta Cana with keyboardist John Thomas, bassist Barry Stevenson, and drummer Michael Pilut. A collection of mainly original compositions from Christopher. Enter the province of Newfoundland and a recording out of St. John's from guitarist, producer, and arranger Dwayne Andrews from the album The Hot Club of Conception Bay. We heard I'll See You in My Dreams, and that track sees him working with vocalist Aaron Power and bassist Greg Earle, someone originally from Newfoundland who spent a few years studying music in France and began releasing albums in 2004. New York City-based vibes player Ted Pildsecker before that, music off OA2 Records from the album Peace Vibes, that was Whisper Not, which sees him recording with trumpet player Brad Good, bassist Gonzola Tepa, and drummer Paul Romain. And the set started with a project looking at the compositions of tenor saxophonist Fraser McPherson off the album From the Pen Of. We heard Night Spot, and that project draws on a number of different musicians. This was a recording in Sweden in November 2021 from tenor player Scott Hamilton, working with pianist John Lundgren, bassist Hans Backenorth, and drummer Christian Leth. We'll be right back.
back be playing out the rhythm. Swing, fingers snapping when they feel it hit them. Makes you wanna giggle, makes your bottom wiggle whenever the music is swinging so free. Swing, you can bet those horns are gonna move you. Swing, bass and drums are really trying to groove you. Everybody's laughing, slapping and clapping whenever the music is swinging so free. Don't you know you better drop your frown the moment you walk through that door? Here's a place they pass the smiles around. So come on, baby, hit the floor. The folks are really dancing, swing. Pretty soon you lose your inhibition. Swing, while I said they're switching in the kitchen. Everybody's laughing, slapping and clapping whenever the music is swinging so free. You know you better drop your frown the moment you walk through that door. Here's a place they pass the smiles around. So come on, baby, hit the floor. The folks are really dancing, swing. Pretty soon you lose your inhibition, swing. While I set the switching in the kitchen, everybody's laughing, slapping and clapping. Whatever the music, swinging so free.
The staff and volunteers at CGSF wish you a jolly,
merry,
happy,
joyful,
fantastic,
exciting,
fancy,
magnificent,
remarkable,
special,
white,
sparkling,
terrific,
stunning,
festive,
and
wonderful holiday season.
This is Bird Note. To hear a common loon in the wild during the summer, you'll need to find a northern freshwater lake where a pair is nesting. But to find that same common loon in winter, you'll likely need to look on a saltwater bay. The shift from fresh to saltwater would kill most animals. But loons, along with many ducks and other water birds, have evolved to be able to make that move. When a loon starts ingesting prey in water that's high in salt, that salt gets into its bloodstream. This sets off a complex physiological process that reaches its end point in a pair of glands above the eyes. These glands, also activated by the higher salt levels in the body, excrete the excess salt through a duct that leads to the bird's nostrils. From there, the salty solution runs down the beak and back into the environment. When switched on, the salt glands burn up a lot of calories. So it's possible that breeding adults nest on freshwater to save that energy for raising chicks. But most of these areas start to freeze over.